bond slaves of Jesus Christ. And I was going to say we're all reduced to that level. We're not reduced to that level. We're exalted to that level. It's such a privilege to be a bond slave, a servant of Jesus Christ. So we're all in that sense equal, although different. We have the privilege of being slaves, servants of Jesus Christ. And there comes the whole issue of equality. And the final thing that's just highlighted here is the issue of prophecy. Pour out my spirit, your sons and daughters will prophesy. I will pour out my spirit in those days, they will prophesy. Now, what this is highlighting is the idea of the core idea of prophecy. And we sometimes think that prophecy is kind of like telling the future. Well, that's a bit of it, but the core element of prophecy, if you look at any of the prophetic books in the Old Testament, is this. The phrase, you know what's coming? Anyone seen this when they've been doing their daily readings through Jeremiah or Ezekiel or some of these other places, that very clean pages in the Old Testament? Thus says the Lord. And that was the core of the prophetic ministry. It was declaring the word of the Lord. And the emphasis here is that in the church, that an indispensable element that must characterize all manifestations of the church everywhere is declaring the word of the Lord. If we don't do that, we have nothing. That is the focus that's here. Doesn't mean to say that other gifts are unimportant. Some people are specifically equipped to communicate God's truth publicly. Others do it better in a more private sort of way, one-to-one. But however we do it, we've got to be communicating God's truth. That is an indispensable element. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think. My opinions will do you absolutely no good at all. In the final analysis, what we want to hear when we come to church is, thus says the Lord. It's God speaking. And the emphasis here, the age in which we live, the church is on prophecy. There are lots of other gifts which all complement each other, but the one that's highlighted here is declaring the word of the Lord. The Spirit has come. Isn't that fantastic? Are we so privileged that the Holy Spirit has been poured out and God is building his church, and we are a united yet diverse, equal people who have the privilege of declaring to others the word of the Lord, what God is saying, the life-transforming message of the gospel. So that's the first component of the prophecy of Joel, and rather more briefly, we're going to look at the other two components of it. Because the second component is an equally exciting and important one. And Joel, this prophecy is fantastic. Go and read it at home this afternoon. Just think about it. Let your minds marinate in it. Verse 19, I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Now, remember what I said a few minutes ago about this issue of the last days, the days in which we live. From Joel's perspective, in 600 or 900 BC, these two events, the first coming of Christ, second coming, look like one thing, and he brings them together. And then as we turn it round, from our perspective, we can see there's actually two things. And the end of the last days, we have the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm just calling that the King will come. So the Spirit has come, poured out upon the church to equip us and all these other things. Second thing that we have to think about is this, that there is a day coming when the Lord Jesus Christ will return in great power and glory. Now, there's kind of scary language here. I will show wonders in the heavens above, signs on the earth below, blood, fire, billows of smoke, sun will be turned to darkness, moon to blood. What's all that about? I don't really know what it's all about. It sounds pretty awesome. And it's very similar to the language that Jesus used when he was teaching his disciples in what's sometimes called the Olivet Discourse about his second coming. And it's very similar to some of the language in Revelation. So it's talking about amazing cosmic upheavals which will accompany or precede the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. The phrase that we need to focus upon is this, the second half, verse 20. Before the coming of the great and the glorious, some versions have that as awesome or terrible day of the Lord. The coming. Get that word coming in your mind. The day is coming. Jesus Christ is coming back to this world. He's coming back not in the way that he came the first time in poverty and obscurity, but coming back in power and glory. Revelation 1 tells us that every eye will see him as he comes in his own glory, the glory of his Father and of his angels. It's a great and a glorious day that is ahead of us. The King will come. So there is the consummation of the church at the end of all things when the King will come. What do we do with that truth? Well, we look forward to it. Look forward with anticipation. The day is coming when we will see Jesus Christ face to face. Is that not an exciting thing? If that doesn't excite you, even just a little bit, then maybe there's something not quite right with your spiritual condition inwardly. So there's the second thing. The King will come.